Track 10, Final News Stories. Prestigious role for student police cadet. A cadet from Newton Abbott has been appointed as the High Sheriff of Devon's cadet following a highly competitive selection process. Hayden Ward, a student at Teen School, was chosen after a demanding selection day designed to identify outstanding young people who demonstrate leadership, commitment, and strong communication skills. The process involved rigorous interviews, leadership assessments, and formal presentations. 17-year-old police cadet Hayden's appointment marks a significant honor and reflects the exceptional standards achieved within the cadet unit. The High Sheriff of Devon is the King's representative for the judiciary and law enforcement across the county, holding one of the oldest civic offices in the United Kingdom. In this role, Hayden will accompany the High Sheriff at a range of formal and ceremonial events across Devon, including royal and civic occasions, court openings, and community engagements. This latest appointment continues an exceptional run of success for the unit, with the cadets securing the High Sheriff's cadet position for 3 consecutive years, a reflection of their consistency, dedication, and high standards. The achievement highlights the important role of cadet programs in developing young people's confidence, leadership, and sense of civic responsibility, providing them with opportunities to contribute positively to their communities. Lucy Wagner, head teacher at Teen School, said, "We are incredibly proud of Hayden for achieving this outstanding honour." And Matthew Shanks, CEO Education Southwest, said, "This is a fantastic achievement and a real point of pride for Teen School and the wider trust."
Widows sets up bereavement group. A widow has set up a new bereavement group in Newton Abbott. Retired social worker Dorothy Martin, 77, was inspired to start the group following the death of her husband John in 2024. Having found her own grief overwhelming, Dorothy sought help from a support group in Teignmouth. The decision transformed her life and generated the desire to ensure others could benefit from something similar. Now she has set up the Newton Abbott Bereavement Support Group, which is being supported by Newton Abbott Town Council. Dorothy explained attending the Teignmouth group helped her. She said, "It did me such good. It was wonderful. It saved me, really. I thought, I've just got to share this. I know the loneliness bereavement creates. I know the feeling that no one can help. I was talking with a funeral director who said support like this is so needed. Whatever time I have left, I just want to ensure I use it wisely and for the benefit of others." Dorothy, now a bereavement listener for Rowcroft Hospice, added, "The role of the group is to help people understand they are not alone, talk through, in a very gentle way, ways we can move forward in our grief with time for a hot chocolate drink, biscuit, and a little socialisation. We look forward to hearing from you, meeting with you and helping you as we share information on the grief journey to enable us to move forward in a way our loved one would have us go. Anyone thinking the group might help them is asked to call 07793 726 025 and leave a message. A leader will call back, provide further information, answer questions, and offer an invitation to the next meeting. The first meeting is due to take place at the Courtney Centre, 10:30 to 12 on Thursday, June the 18th. It will meet on the first and third Thursday of each month.
Charity bike ride raises thousands. A group of about 60 cyclists took part in the fourth annual event in memory of an Eadford woman. The family of Danielle Cornish have organised the charity cycle rides to raise money for the Samaritans and raising awareness of mental health. This year's ride was said to be a huge success, raising more than £6,000. Cyclists rode up to 50 miles for the event, which is in memory of Danielle, who worked for the Office of National Statistics and died just after her 29th birthday in 2022. She had battled with her mental health and, as well as being a volunteer for Parkrun, was a supporter of the Samaritans. Over the last few years of the bike rides, her family have raised thousands of pounds for the charity. Her family said, "Our fourth charity bike ride was a huge success with around 60 cyclists taking part to cycle up to 50 miles in memory of our daughter Danielle, raising awareness about poor mental health and to highlight the amazing work of the Samaritans. The sun shone again for us in the village of Eadford, and we were overwhelmed by everybody's generosity, especially in times like these. The village hall was packed with cakes and sandwiches and goodies, along with a huge tombola and a raffle. Also, all our amazing family and friends who baked, gave their time and donated. Thank you to everyone for turning out on the day and for people who spoke about Danielle. So many people travelling miles to be with us. It was such a good day, and we know that Danielle would be so proud of the amount of the money raised. Every penny will ensure more calls can be answered by our local Samaritans in Exeter."
Fire crew and WI team up for defib training. Firefighters in Buckfastleigh have teamed up with the local Women's Institute to provide vital first aid and defibrillator training. It comes following a Buckfastleigh WI's donation of a defibrillator to the town. The device has been installed near Mardle Way car park. Crew members from Buckfastleigh Fire Station, including crew manager Cartwright and firefighters Liani and James, provided some first aid training for Buckfastleigh WI. It included what to do if you're the first person on the scene of a medical event, CPR and defibrillator use. It was a fantastic evening, and thank you to the WI who made us very welcome and made it a very enjoyable session, a spokesperson for the fire station said.
Gentle Horsepower cares for woodland. In a sunny wood on the edge of Dartmoor, Polly and Beano, the heavy horses, are quietly plodding along doing essential work to keep woodlands productive and healthy. With a few softly spoken commands, Will Hampton drives his beloved Ardennes and Comtois breeds. The team, working in perfect harmony, is Dartmoor Horse Loggers, which specialises in low-impact woodland management throughout the southwest. Will said, "We use Polly and Beano to extract timber in difficult-to-access and sensitive woodlands. Using horses is less damaging than heavy machinery and keeps a traditional skill alive. We can reach difficult to access woodlands, so smaller woodlands are used and productive. The timber removed is used for charcoal, biomass chip, firewood, play parks, conservation, by and local businesses and projects."